All right, well, it seems a little unusual to be this late in the season and have not played the Jets yet, so certainly got a good look at them. As it's been in so many of our games with them in the last few years, I've been very competitive, so you know everything we do this week is going to be very important towards outcome based on how tight all those other games have been, the overtime games, 1-2, 3-point games, last possession, so forth. So, Jets are, as we know from our games against them last year, very good defensively. Great front four, great group of defensive linemen, very experienced in the secondary and a linebacker, with Harris. Coach Bowles runs a varied scheme where you can get anywhere from three-man rush to everybody blitzing pretty much on any play from first down, second down, third down, red area, two-minute, all those situations. So there's a lot to defend, a lot of good players. Offensively, Coach Gailey does a great job with the balance on his offensive system, running game, passing game. Backs have been very productive for him, both Powell and Forte. Receivers have been very productive. Fitzpatrick is averaging 26 points a game the last 3 weeks. So I think we all know what he's capable of. We've seen him many times. And a lot of good, good in the kicking game. Martin's done a really good job for him covering kicks. So we'll see how the return situation goes here with their signing yesterday, but have to be ready for that as well. So we know it'll be tough down there, hostile environment, and very very competitive game down there last year in overtime. They had a great drive there to start the overtime period, 180 yards, and so we're ready to battle 60 minutes or longer if we need to. That needs to be our mindset this week.
Bill, Danny Amendola has been very efficient on third down and in the red area this year. How valuable is it to have a guy like that, especially when he's not out on the field all the time?
Yeah, Danny does a great job for us. Whatever we ask him to do, return kicks, punts, block, play in the right area, play on third down, play in 2 minute. He's a really dependable, consistent player. Tough, seems like he always has his best plays in those critical situations when you need him the most. So it's been very valuable for us. Especially for a guy who missed all training camp. Really didn't start practicing until the first week there before we opened with Arizona. But he's done a great job for us. He's helped us win a lot of games.
How does Darrell Revis look to them this year?
Just go back to our game, really. He had a big interception against us down there. I would never underestimate that play. He's got good skills. He's a good competitor. I'd never underestimate him.
Hey, Bill, the last several games, your team has not had any takeaways. In your experience, what's the correlation of takeaways versus the consistent success of a team on the field going forward?
We had the ball out quite a few times in the San Francisco game. We just didn't get them. We had our hands on pass or two, same thing in the Seattle game. So I think we just got to do a better job taking advantage of those opportunities. They're not infinite. When they come, we got to capitalize on them. I think we had the ball out, two or three times in the San Francisco game. I can't remember exactly, but the ball was out. We just got to keep hustling and make those plays. But I think the main thing is we're getting the ball out. We're getting our hands on the ball. We just got to finish them.
Is there an element of luck that covering fumbles just where the ball bounces?
Ball can bounce however it bounces. And the more guys you have there, the better chance you have of getting it. But, sometimes it could be one against three and it bounces to one guy. He makes the play. But, you got to recover it, too. The ball's not easy to get. We've all seen it squirt out when it looks like one player's going to get it and somebody else gets it. So you know, when we get our chances, we just have to capitalize on them. That's what we'll work on going forward.
Coach, as you alluded to, obviously studying past matchups is a big part of the preparation process. Have you found any excuse this week to analyze film of the butt fumble?
Yeah, I don't think we'll get that out. Great question. That's awesome.
What have you learned about Kyle Van Noy since he's been here?
Been good to work with, and a versatile player. Play on the line, off the line, defensive end, played in a kicking game. He's good in pass coverage, can rush. I think he's got a lot of versatility for us. You know, he did a little bit of all those things last week. Playing a kicking game, rushed, covered. So see how it is going forward, see how it all works out. It might change a little bit from game to game, depending on game plan and situations and so forth. But looks like he has a good variety of skills, good skill set.
Bill, he said that he had a lot of contact with you guys coming out in the 2014 draft. Has he kind of projected to the pros as you expected he would when you were looking at him in 2014?
Well, we have our system. Other teams have their system, so I can't really comment on what happened somewhere else. If we would have had him, we had a certain idea and concept of things that we would have tried to do or wanted to do with him. So we have that now, so we'll work on that now. What happened with some other team, some of the situation, other systems out of our control, out of his control. So we'll just look to move forward with what we do and how he fits into that, which so far is very positive. It's a little bit the same thing with McClellan. You know, he ended up in a different system than we play. I mean, which, you know, it is what it is. And so with us this year, of course, you know, we had the advantage of with Shea of going all the way back to training camp and OTAs and so forth. So, you know, there was a much deeper base laid. But all that being said, It's similar but different with him, but same type of thing in a different system. Our system's a little bit different. We'll see how it, you know, it fits with Kyle, you know, going forward. But you know, I like what he's done. I like how hard he works. So see what happens.
Bill, has Matt Forte looked pretty much as solid with the Jets as he did with the Bears?
He's done a good job for him. Yeah, he's done a good job in the passing game. He's run well. He's got 900 yards from scrimmage. Third down conversions, so good and short yardage. So he's done a good job. Both their backs, Powell, too.
Used the same way, or just can't use him any differently than he was used in Chicago?
No, I don't know. I have to go back and look at Chicago. I mean, Chan's system is pretty much Chan's system. He's been running that for a while. He's had a lot of success with it. His backs have always had good production in his system, and Forte and Powell both have it this year, so I don't think that's any big surprise.
Bill, Dante Hightower being the green dot guy, when you rotate him out of the game, does that complicate the communication with the defense? Just kind of headed out.
Well, it's an adjustment. I don't know if I would use that word, but somebody else puts a dot on, or we signal either way. I mean, we're ready to signal anyway when the system fails, which there's usually some point where we have to deal with that. So we're prepared to signal. We're prepared to work with the green dot. And if a green dot player is out, we can give the green dot to another player.
You can put it on your helmet or whatever?
Well, yeah, we just switch helmets. So if you wanted to just say Hyde didn't have the green dot, then you just give him a helmet without the green dot, and somebody else wears the green dot. Or if he's out of the game, same thing.
Who generally would you give that green dot to after Hightower?
We have other options. Linebackers, safeties. It depends on. It would depend on the situation. Depend on, you know, how we practiced it that week. You know, against a team like San Francisco that you kind of know is going to be a no huddle, high tempo team. That's one thing. Not every team is like that, so not every situation would be the same.
Also, just curious what you've seen on film from Ryan Fitzpatrick this year, and it seemed like he played pretty well against you guys twice last year.
Sure did. Yeah, he's a dangerous player, very smart. you know, has control of the offense, has the ability to get into plays that he likes. They use their receivers in the running game on, you know, look passes, things like that. He's tough. You see him scrambling for extra yards, diving forward, blocking on running plays if the runner reverses his field or things like that. So he's a fearless player. He's tough, very competitive. And you're right, he's played very well against us, whether it was in Buffalo or the Jets. So we have a lot of respect for him.
Is he as much of a scrambling threat as Tyrod and Kaepernick in those guys?
Well, I wouldn't put him there with Tyrod. I mean, Tyrod's one of the fastest players. Kaepernick, for that matter, says probably two of the fastest players in the league. And they play quarterback. So
maybe just the improvisational aspect of their
game. Yeah, I'd say he's quicker than fast. Yeah. But he can run a little bit, but he's got good quickness, and he's a good decision maker. So when he sees space on third down, he knows he can get it, he gets it. If he can't get it and the defense has done a good job containing him, he can throw the ball. So. Again, he runs when he needs to run. I don't think he runs just to run, but he can definitely pick up yards in critical situations. So you have to account for him, or either account for him with somebody or account for him by rushing in a way that he can't really get out.
Well, how has Dante done as a first-year captain, and how important has his leadership been when you have several new bodies there at linebacker?
Yeah, I think Dante's done a good job for us. I meet with those guys every week. I think he has a good pulse on the team, on his teammates, what the defense needs to do and so forth. So I rely on him and the other players that are in there. Devin is the other defensive player. So they, you know, I rely on them a lot. I think they do a great job with the overall communication and preparation of their respective units and the entire defense. So I think he's, I mean, that's a little bit the nature of that position too, safety, linebacker, quarterback, center. Those guys that are in the middle of the communication are more involved in communication adjustments, overall coordination of that part of the play or that part of their unit. So, inherently that comes a little bit with the position, but he's done a good job of it.
Bill, how important are those meetings for you with the captains every week? How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it since I've been a head coach. For us, it's a good opportunity to... I mean, look, I can't meet with every single player. That really is not practical. So I rely on those meetings to get feedback from the players, or sometimes I explain things to the players that I feel like the team needs to know, and let them, you know, convey the message in their way, or at least understand what the thought process is from my standpoint or the staff standpoint. But I talk to them, and they give me a lot of feedback every week. They do a great job of, say, not telling you what you think the coach wants to hear, but telling you what they think is important, what we need to do. Where there's an issue, what we need to address, and then, you know, that helps me address it. So, you know, most important thing for us is on Sunday, everybody being ready to go, being on the same page, going in there collectively, ready to perform our best. And between Friday morning and Sunday afternoon, there's still plenty of time to sometimes make some changes or adjustments or go back over something or whatever the situation happens to be and address it. So that's... it's very valuable, and it's a good group. You know, Rob and Slate and Depp and High have done a good job.
Hey, Bill, you just said something interesting talking with Ben about different players having the green dot. That brings up situations. Have you ever faced a situation that you have not practiced for or haven't seen before?
A situation.
Any kind of situations on the football field that you're staying on the sidelines? I haven't seen this before, or this hasn't come up, we haven't practiced it?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you might have seen it before, but maybe you haven't practiced it with this group that happens to be out there. It might have been, you know, a different place or a different time or that type of thing, but... Yeah, but we know that the proverbial, they could come out with 9-foot line splits. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, we're not going to practice 9-foot line splits every week, but what if they come out in them, you know? So if there's an unexpected situation that comes up, then we have a call that we would get to, or it could be two calls depending on maybe what personnel we have in the game, or something like that, to kind of, you know, be sound and just play through the down and figure it out.
You mentioned the Hightower and McCourty as the captain, sort of inherent in the position, the communication and the captainship on the offense with Gronkowski. Is that a little different, the tight end? Because that wouldn't be the first position maybe someone would look at and say sort of similar to, like, quarterback or...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying that that those positions have to be captains. I'm just saying those positions are inherent in the communication of the... that particular unit, just like the personal protector is inherent in the handles the communication on the punt team and so forth. So we had captains at other positions. Troy Brown's a receiver. I mean, you know, Rob, I mean, I don't think that's a prerequisite. I'm just saying when it comes to making communication on the offensive or defensive side of the ball, it basically starts on the inside and works its way out. You don't have receivers and corners, you know, being the primary person in the communication, because who's going to be able to communicate with him? The guy next to him, and then it's going to have to go from there. So it doesn't mean those guys, Rob Ninkovich, you know, Mike Vrabel, those guys that played on the end of the line, I mean, they were great captains and great leaders. Again, I don't think that's a prerequisite for the captain position.
What does Tom add to the room? I mean, he's been there for a while
now. Yeah. I mean, again, there's another, you know, I mean, the offense runs through him, so... you know, his input on, you know, where the team is offensively on Friday going into the weekend is usually going to have some bearing on what happens the next couple of days and then into Sunday, just like High and Devin would have on defense or Slate in the kicking game. I mean, again, it's the same thing. You know, if you had 10 people in there, you'd have, you know, input from probably 10 good people, but I mean, you know, it's hard to have a captain's meeting with, you know, 15 captains. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying it's just got to decide how you want to set it up. We've usually historically had a couple guys on each side of the ball, somebody in the kicking game. And our players in the kicking game have been pretty consistent. It was Larry pretty much to, you know, to Slate. But, you know, obviously we have other great leaders there, too. You know, we've had them in the past, from the Tracy Whites to Nate Ebners to, you know, our returners and so forth. But, you know, however you set it up, we try to get a couple guys from each general area. And, you know, whoever the players select, I mean, really, it's not my choice. It's their choice.
How often do things get changed after those meetings, or is it more stuff during the week input, and then it's more just going over, this is what we want
to do? So they get changed every week? I mean, if a player tells me in that meeting, like, look, coach, we worked on this, we're not really comfortable with it, and I think there's too much confusion here, throw it out, no problem, get rid of it. I don't want that to happen. Or sometimes it's, look, we're having a little trouble with this. I think if we just get a couple more times, I think we got it. We like it. It's a good idea. It's going to work. We just don't quite have it down yet. Well, maybe we add a couple plays in practice that we hadn't planned on having to cover that situation, or to be on the punt team. Like, hey, coach, we just need one more look at this rush that they're running. We got it, but can we just see it one more time? Yeah, sure. I mean, things like that, you know, or... you know, they might tell me that, you know, this guy's down a little bit. You know, I think he needs a little confidence. You know, I think if you said something to him, that'd really help him. Okay, good. I wasn't aware of that. I'll, you know, definitely do it or whatever. You know, it could be a million different things. There's no set formula, but, you know, it's just about communication and feedback.
Coach, football is obviously a big part of the Thanksgiving holiday. Football is your life. When you're not working on Thanksgiving, are you consuming any football?
I'm not working on. Yeah, sure. So we'll watch, especially Detroit this year. You know, Bob out there. We'll see how he's doing. But yeah, football's a great holiday. About family, friends, good food, and football. I mean, how can it get any better than that? It's one of the all-time greats. So hope everyone has a good holiday. We'll see you Friday. All right. Thank you.